melanated. Millennial then married black boy Joey and black girl Magic.
You wanna see us fail? Oh man, that's tragic.
Relationships and family, we gon' discuss everything.
Keep it real, no cap, boy, I put that on my wedding ring.
Melanated. Millennial then married. Melanated. Millennial then married. Melanated. Millennial then married. Melanated.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl. You already know who it is.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, T.Y.
Welcome to Melanated, Millennial.
And Married.
And today we're going to speak about long-distance relationships. So we're going to be talking to a couple that's actually in a long-distance relationship right now. Their names are Lashita and Rashad.
What up, y'all?
What's going on?
So we're going to start with a statistic that Ty looked up.
All right, I just ran upon this as I was doing research, but it's crazy. 40% of all long-distance relationships end in breakup, and on average, those relationships last just for 4.5 months. That's crazy.
Okay, so a lot of y'all don't know, me and Ty was in a long-distance relationship. From Chicago to DeKalb. It was long distance in my head.
That's 40 minutes.
67 miles, baby. 67 miles.
So, what was it? For like a semester?
Yeah.
It was my last semester of grad school. We still saw each other every weekend, so it really don't count. But in my head, we was long distance. So, because that was hard for us because we didn't see each other every day. We went from seeing each other every day, always with each other, to not. So, my question, well, before we get into that, give us some background on you guys' relationship. How long have you been together? How long were you together before you became long distance? And what is your relationship status now?
Lord have mercy.
I'll do it. So, we have been together for 15 months. Long distance.
Really?
The whole
first really? Of all, you sound like a mama. She's 15 months. Nigga,
I am a mama. I am a mama. But, so it's been 15 months, and it's weird because we actually was only dating, like, three or four months before we decided to go long distance. That's a whole nother story. But, and the status is, we in this. He ain't going nowhere. That's the status currently.
That sounds like a threat.
I mean, he didn't say nothing.
No, I concur. I concur.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. So, we're going to start off with some questions for y'all. And I'm sure I know who got the answer to this right now. But how far are you from each other right now?
1,062 miles.
Exactly. Why are you trying to do my best friend?
Exactly.
Because you thought it was going to be her.
I did.
Tried it.
I did.
Now, I got an interesting story about that. I got it's really an interesting story about how we know that, like, off the top of our head.
Go ahead.
So we, out of one of my many flights that I took to pull up, we celebrated our anniversary, and we did it. She told me to go to Walgreens and pick up something from the photo spot. So I pick it up, and it's a menu or whatever. But mind you, I'm still really not knowing what's going on or whatever. So I get back, and so she was like, check it. So I check it. It's like a little map in the top right-hand corner of the menu. And I'm like, Joe, they messed the pitch up. But time was of the essence. We was finna go outside. So we had all this other stuff going on. So by the time I brought it back, I'm like, look, I see you made a menu. You finna cook dinner. But they messed it up. They put this weak-ass map in the top right-hand corner. Like, I was finna go there. But she was like, no, that's a map of how far we are from Jacksonville to Chicago. And I just kind of melted. I got a little moist and all that.
Somebody got a little moist.
But the theme of her, like, menu and her restaurant was 1062, which was how many miles we are apart from each other. So it was cute.
It was cute because I saw the picture. It was adorable.
I'm trying.
So how often are you guys able to see each other?
Before Corona.
Right. Once a month. I'm Sam's twice.
Is that because you taking flights pulling up? You always be there. I'll be on FaceTime. She'll just move to FaceTime. I'll be like, damn, be there again.
Yeah. So, both of us are resourceful, and we found like a little formula. If I push up on if I leave Thursday, I can get back Tuesday for like average 1:30. So the way my I can fit my schedule, I can kind of, you know, switch my days up and have people, you know, cover things for me that I need to be covered. And then, you know, I can kind of like skip Friday off work, skip Monday. And then, you know, we have, I catch a Tuesday red eye. So I come straight from the plane to work. So, that's yeah.
Getting off the plane, going straight to work.
I figured it out, though. It's just really, you know, just taking that little nap. It's a 2-hour flight. So taking that little nap on a plane and making sure I'm prepared. Like Thursday before I leave work, I just leave all my stuff at work. So I just push right up and then, you know, power through, get some breakfast. And then, you know, it'll be like if I was hanging out the night before.
So you realize that is down to a science, like.
Yeah, facts. I like the certain airlines and everything. Got airline credit, all that type of stuff.
Out here,
gotta do what you gotta do
for love, okay?
Yeah, but it ain't really expensive to me because it's like if I go outside and I spend like 1:30 at a bar or something like that or hanging out, you know what I'm saying? I can like not do that for 2-3 weekends and be like, okay, bam, I'll just get a flight, you know?
And that's facts. And thank you for saying that because most people don't think like that. They're like 1:30 for flights every month. Like, nah, that's too much. It's not too much for somebody you love and for something that mm-hmm. you want to do because you make time and resources for the things that you want to do. So, message.
You was passionate about that.
Come on now.
Okay, so what did you guys think about before deciding to move forward with the long distance relationship?
He gonna say that I didn't want to do it, but that's not how that
works. I'm glad I pulled me a drink.
First of all.
So it was
and y'all, I'm interjecting because it's my best friend, so she didn't. So he right. Go ahead.
Well, but I didn't initially because it wasn't planned, and it's not like we planned it. I just was randomly told, like, okay, you're getting orders now. But originally, I wasn't supposed to receive. So I'm in the military. I wasn't supposed to receive orders so soon. And I didn't plan on falling in love. So it all just happened. I was like, this is too much. So he took me to this Mexican restaurant. And it was bring your own bottle. So he had Dulce. Y'all know what happens. That's my favorite drink. So I went in like, okay, we just going to have to stop talking because this will not work. But he came in with a whole different attitude, which is like a thing in our relationship. He liked the very optimistic, positive one. And he came in with, like, this plan, this whole positive attitude. And by the end of it, I was walking out in a long-distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you, Rashad. I just say all men can't do it. I know a lot of men that would be like, fuck that. It's a wrap, bro.
Facts.
Like,
facts.
Shout out to you.
Facts. And Lashita thinks she a dude. And so... a special shout out to you because, honestly, she was like, I was not supposed to fall in love. This was not supposed to be like this. And you know she likes to plan out everything.
Everything.
And when she feel like she ain't got control on her life, it's an issue. Yeah. And so
that's true.
Because you came in and swooped on up off her feet, she was left and stuck. And I'm glad that you convinced her to like take a chance and let it just fall in love and let it be free. We don't have to plan everything. It still gets anxiety.
Planning.
Say that again,
I said it still gives me anxiety because planning is a good thing, but you know it's not. We don't plan. So most of our relationship, we actually saw each other more than once a month because we kind of go with the flow, and it'll end up like I'll end up coming back home, or we'll meet somewhere else. So we've seen each other a lot until like this year, and sometimes we'll see each other for like a week. So it's been working out way, way better than what I anticipated.
So that brings us to our next question. How did it affect your relationship when you went long stretches of not seeing each other?
This is the longest stretch.
This is our longest stretch. The last time we saw each other was February 5th. And
like it'd be exactly 30 days and then like we see each other.
The longest we've gone before this time was 30 days. And I feel like it forces us to make sure we communicate and set dates. So he's really good at making FaceTime dates. So he'll like ask me out, like to watch a movie on Netflix or something. He's even like sent me money to go to the movies or to go buy wine or something. So he's very good at still making us date. So
Arisha, you cold, bro.
Right.
So he'll like make us have a date. So then we'll be sitting with our phones on FaceTime. Both our phones be on mute, and we'll like hit play at the same time and like watch it together, popcorn, snacks, all that stuff. So we have to make sure to do that.
This is dope. I never thought anybody like this is just dope. I'm sorry. So what would you say is y'all greatest strength in your relationship?
Mouthpiece, bro. Like communication, really. Like we talk deep, like intense, and being honest
and vulnerable.
Excuse my language.
Can y'all speak to the being honest piece? Because we know that's like one of the biggest things in a long distance relationship. You have to trust one another. Lucina, what you laughing at?
So I think that that everybody has a personal struggle. So that was a personal struggle for me. And from the day, like day one that I met him, we started off being honest with each other, and I didn't anticipate even going anywhere with him, but for some reason I just was honest to him that day. And ever since day one, we were like, okay, we already built this on honesty, so we just gonna keep it that way. So okay. We're very transparent about every single thing you can think of. Like, it's probably nothing in this world that we haven't talked about or couldn't talk about.
So what's the most difficult part of being in a long distance relationship, and how do you overcome it?
I would say being able to, like, not being able to, like, it would get FaceTime all day, but it's nothing like just feeling your energy and just being in your same space and, you know, kind of getting the drift of like what your mood is or whatever. So, and then that also creates like stretches where we may be busy one day or whatever, but we need to talk about something. And so that kind of creates like, we have to like put our relationship and things that we may need to talk about and discuss to move forward on a back burner. But in the meantime, it's like, how do you continue with like, you know, not having an attitude or not being salty about something that was said or misinterpreted? Because, you know, we texting all day, and, you know, FaceTiming when we can during the day. And, you know, it's a lot of things get lost in translation that way. And so just trying to wait and have time to clear those things up, that's kind of like one of the most difficult things. But like she said, I ain't going nowhere. So it's like this whole idea that I'm patient. Like, I'll sit back and I'll wait. Like, I'll just bite the bullet. Like, I be in my feelings a lot, I ain't gonna lie, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, we come together, we reconvene, and we talk about it, and we work through a lot, everything, really.
What was the most difficult part of being in a long-distance relationship, and how did you overcome it?
The most difficult part is us finding time sometimes, because we both busy and we both work. So if we have something to talk about or something that's kind of been heavy on one each other's mind, that's kind of on a back burner until we kind of figure out until we figure out our schedule for that day. So, you know, we just have to just sit with that with those feelings, or think, or, you know, a lot of things just get lost in translation. By us talking, texting, and stuff like that. So in order for us to be able to have the luxury of being around each other and feeling each other vibe out, it's like we literally have to talk about it and communicate and do a good job of communicating. And so a lot of times we have to go back and like rephrase stuff, or, you know, try to reconvene a conversation that we started yesterday and stuff like that. So that's kind of like the hardest part.
That's true, because when you text, then you can be saying the nicest thing, saying something the nicest way, but it can be taken the wrong way. And I know I'm a Capricorn, just like Rashida, so I know how I take things.
That's why they birthday the same day. So shout out to December 30th. The same person.
I heard.
So I know how I take things through text message, and I know what I mean when I say things through text message, and how it can be like just taken differently, but I really didn't mean it that way. So I understand that, man. That couldn't be tough.
That's my biggest struggle. So for me, of course, we just blame it on the Capricorn thing. My communication was not the best before him. And I just say stuff real blunt, real straightforward. And that doesn't work in this relationship at all. So I had to learn how to not only communicate effectively, but how to make it like effective via text message, especially like in between stuff at work or the next day. I have to bring up something from yesterday. Like it was like a learning curve for me. And that probably was the hardest thing for me to do, is really learn how to communicate in a healthy way too. Not always getting like upset or frustrated.
Okay. So I'm about to go a little left right now, all right?
The fact that you said that, I'm nervous.
So what do you do for sex during a long distance relationship?
Ooh, FaceTime. So of course when we see each other, it's cracking. It's cracking from the airport to back to the airport. Oh, okay.
Wow. From the car ride from the airport.
Literally.
You know what? We didn't need all that.
Literally. I'm just like, cracking. It's literally cracking. So hopefully we never get pulled over. But
okay.
We also, you know, shout out to FaceTime. That's how that all works.
Nothing more needs to be said. I understand.
You and your twin are.
You know what I'm saying? Twin understand.
I definitely do. Okay. Gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
How do you deepen your connection being in a long distance relationship?
Okay. So we make one part, I feel like, that deepens our connection. I'm gonna come back to communication, but something that's different being in a long distance relationship is it's like an experience. Every time we together, it's an experience. For example, when I first left, he drove me all the way to Rhode Island. So we went to Detroit, we went to Canada, we went to Niagara Falls. Like, we travel a lot. And when I was staying, like, in Rhode Island, he used to come up there, we used to go to Boston. Like, every time we together, it's like a vacation, like an experience. So I feel like traveling together, spending 16 hours in a car together, like, things like that allow us to really get closer and to understand each other and bond in ways that, you know, just being at the crib wouldn't allow us to do.
I agree.
Okay, so how do you think your communication has changed with being in a long-distance relationship? Like, has it gotten better? Has it been spurts where it's like, all right, this shit is just not working?
No, so, like, all we have is really is communication in between time, in between, like, those 30-day spurts. So it's like it just challenged us to. It's like, I know I was a communications major in college, so it was just a challenge just to find the words and just be vulnerable and say exactly what you mean. And that's really like the key, is just like your vulnerability, because it may be some things that you're not even comfortable with. And, you know, you just got to find the time and find, like, the setting to say it and say what you mean and just invest that time. It's really an investment and just into the communication, really.
So being that you guys are still fairly new, you've been together 15 months, what is the biggest lesson that you've learned about yourself in this new relationship and the relationship and being long distance in general?
So you mentioned it when we first started about how I think I'm a dude. I realized that I am a woman, and I have really gotten in touch with my emotions, because a part of the communication piece was me being able to understand how I feel or being able to express myself or understand it myself before I can even let it come out my mouth. And a lot of things I don't deal with or I never speak on, and I'm not able to do that in this relationship. So I had to personally, like, humble myself and remember that it's okay to have emotions and kind of just find myself in that realm of how to show my emotions and still be a strong woman at the same time. So that was the hardest part for me. And I still grow every day. It is times he still got to put me in my place, but I think that I'm grown in this 15 months.
But I will say the fact that you even said it's times where he put me in my place means that you let him, and you've never done that before. So
yeah, I definitely respect him. I respect him as a man, and I trust him to lead me, and that's new for me. And it's weird because it's like, how you do that in a long distance relationship and couldn't do that for somebody down the street? But I think it just goes to show like how committed he is. So I'm able to do that.
So again, you trust your partner.
Major key. Trust.
Facts.
I've talked about trust and communication a lot through this podcast. So.
Mm-hmm. Rashad?
For me, I don't know. I was just at a point where it was like, man, I got to level up as a man and just understand that it's certain things, certain sacrifices, certain just amount of time that I have to sit with myself and try to figure out what type of man I want to be. I was blessed. I had a lot of my father's active in my life still to this day. And I had a lot of father figures, uncles, grandfathers on both sides, everything. So I just had like a plethora of men to pull from. And so I really just had to sit in the room by myself and kind of like try to figure out, piece together out of all my experiences with different men and my father, my own upbringing, like what type of man of integrity that I want to see myself as. And so I just shared those things with Lashida and was like, look, this is what I was taught. This some bad information right here. I don't want to do that no more. I feel like I'm more aligned with this. Does that work for you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just really figuring out the type of man I want to be and seeing if that aligns with Lashida. And a lot of things we agree on, some things we talk about, some things we agree to disagree on. But at the end of the day, I really just had to, like my word for the year just been like a man of integrity. I just had to like step my integrity up. Okay. And one thing that the relationship taught me is, you know, just discipline and looking at the bigger picture. And she's met my family, I've met her family, you know, we hang out, like.
Even when I'm not there.
Yeah, like, it's tough, like, I'm pushing up on her dad. Yeah, so, it's like, I'm doing all this, but, you know, it's for a purpose, and it's just like, it's just setting me up to work on myself while working on us at the same time. But I have the space in order to just be me. And, you know, just, I don't know, we do a lot together in a relationship. So we study, we like read book. We on the challenge to read a book a month this year. That in February. So we successful for February. We have halfway through March, we reading the same book in March. So we just, you know, learning to connect with each other as if we was there.
This nice. Is so beautiful.
It is, though, man. It's like to be a movie or some shit.
No, for real. I'm gonna write the script.
I almost spilled my yak on this $200 suit.
So, what advice would you give someone that's in a long distance relationship or planning on being in a long distance relationship sometime soon?
Create your own narrative. I think that it's very important to. Like, yeah, you can get advice from other people, but you have to pick and choose what works for you and your partner. So you should talk to your partner before you talk to somebody else about what y'all should do. Like, y'all have to create your own relationship and your own narrative. It shouldn't be based upon what somebody else did or did not do or who couldn't make it in a long-distance relationship. Like, you should just focus on you and your partner.
Yeah. So I talked to one of my frat brothers about it before we kind of got started, because he and his fiance now, they were in a long distance relationship, but they were in the same state, but it was like, you know, maybe like a few hours difference. And he was like, man, you got a budget, bro. Like, you're going to be like taking flights. And it was kind of like discouraging at first. And then I was just sharing that with Lashida, but, you know, Lashida, she like the discount queen. She always looking up, you know.
That's my best friend.
We got to stay.
For me, like, I would say coming into it, like, that was, like, one of the biggest things. Like, how am I going to afford that? And so coming into it, I was kind of intimidated by that. And once we figured out that it wasn't expensive. It was affordable to see each other once a month. It was just like exactly what Lashita said, like creating your own narrative. Because I could have came into it with the same intimidation. Like, you know, this ain't going to work because I ain't going to be able to afford flying down there all the time and doing this and that. But, like, we made our own situation work. And then when I explained my situation back to somebody else, it's like, oh, okay, I see how you do that. You know, but had I not been able to have the wherewithal to kind of just take somebody else's information and then just apply it myself, then I would have just come into it defeated already. And so we wouldn't be where we are today. Because I wouldn't be willing, as willing.
Okay. I just want to say that. Y'all so beautiful.
Thank you.
And no, for real, because, you know, I've seen Shorty in other relationships, and it's just not the same. And so when you see somebody that's really on the same thing, and this goes back to having good friends around y'all, right? Because I want to see my friend win, right? My best friend win. So having someone like you, Rashad, to be with her is amazing because you know how she is and you know that she's headstrong and she's goal-oriented and she gonna get hers by any means. And I'm just thankful for you to be in her life. And I just want to tell you that in case I never told you that. Yeah.
So. I said I wasn't gonna do this. Hold on.
<He's so laughs> Okay, so now we're going to play a game called Melanated Minute. And in the Melanated Minute, we're just going to ask you a question. And you just say the first thing that comes to mind. And both of you guys have to answer the question. Right?
At the same time.
No. So what we're going to do is, Lashita, you answer, then Rashad, you answer.
Well, she got to go first.
Ladies first, we're gentlemen.
Uh-huh. Anyway. So, y'all ready? Just say the first thing that comes to mind, y'all.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Okay. Actually, no. Answer at the same time because it's going to be cheating because Rashad going to have time to think. No.
I tried to help you out, brother.
Good luck in that, friend.
Bro,
good luck.
All
right. So, who said I love you first?
I did.
Raven.
Raven?
What? Oh, my.
That's I remember that. Can you please tell them the story?
So, Big Mike over here was in a bet, and I mean Big Mike off the wood. She was in the bet, and I was reading my word. It was like a Sunday night or something like that. She was packing to leave to go to training for the military, and that was just a quiet Sunday night. I was reading my word and I get a call and I say, "Hello, lovely," just like I always do. And she was just like, "I love you." And I was like, I closed her back up. I was like, "Hold on, wait a minute. What?" She was like, "I love you." I'm like, "I love you too." And she was like, "Okay, bye."
And then after she said bye, she called me.
First off, Lashita, that was some fifth grade shit.
I had a bet with Raven. She bet me that I wasn't gonna say it, and then I had to bet her something in return. But I feel like I still said it first because I won the bet.
Mm-mm. Raven bet you. Raven bet you. So whenever Raven is around, I'd be like, "I love you too, cuz."
Here's the thing: I was woman enough to tell him about the bet. I could have let this go on.
I ain't even gonna lie. I told her, "Don't tell you."
See.
Ain't shit.
See? I'm gonna let it go on.
Russian interference.
Ain't shit. All right, let's keep it moving, y'all. Who calls who more?
Me.
Oh, he do.
Who's he more do. Sensitive?
Me.
He is.
Who's more stubborn?
Me.
Damn, Rashad.
Okay, LeBron and Savannah or Dwayne and Gabby?
LeBron and Savannah.
Beyonce and Jay-Z or Alicia Keys and Swift?
Beyonce
and Jay.
Tiny and T.I. or Gucci and Keisha?
Gucci and Keisha.
Temptations or Five Heartbeats? Temptations or Five Heartbeats?
Five Heartbeats.
Okay. Fresh Prince or Martin?
Martin.
Martin.
Gucci or Jeezy?
Jeezy.
Yeah, Jeezy.
Jay-Z or Nas?
Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay.
All right. Phone sex or FaceTime sex?
FaceTime.
Y'all need it. Okay, so thank you guys. Oh, no, before we go, because this is really sweet. Can y'all please tell them the Oreo story?
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. You were part of the Oreo story.
I know. That's why I want you to tell it.
Oh, my God. Side note, I still got Oreos in the freezer. She told me not to eat them because I was
going to catch corona. He pulled one out last week.
Oh, my God. That's a whole year later, bro.
From the baby shower.
Right. Taylor's one.
I'm not from... Corona is out. Like, if I would have caught it, I would have had it.
Oh, Lord.
So,
you gonna tell the story?
I'm gonna tell it. So, oh, it's on my list. This story. Okay, so we was on our road trip that we talked about when we were taking her to training, and we were coming through Niagara Falls, and we was on our way to New York from Niagara Falls, and so Ronette, you called, and so I forget what you told her. But she just screamed out of nowhere. Now, mind you, it's snowing. It's January. Like, I'm 10 and 2. Like, I got, like, we got a playlist on. Like, I'm focused. We trying to get to New York. It's icy, slick conditions outside. She just screamed. And, like, I ain't going to lie. Like, my heart left my body. I'm like, yo, what's... I'm looking around like it's a deer or something, like anything. And she was like, oh, no, my bestie just called me and said something. I'm like... Bro, why would you do that to me, Joe? Like, you know what I'm saying? So we kind of got into it real quick. Now, mind you, this is kind of supposed to, like, kick off our relationship. So, like, for, like, 45 minutes, it's just awkward silence. And then she just pulled out an Oreo and was like, here, bite this. I'm like, no, your hand been all on it. You've been touching money and toes and all this other stuff. No, I'm not biting. And she was like, no. Because you finna bite this, because every time we get into it, you gonna bite this Oreo, and we can't be into it no more. I'm like,
and what did you do?
I'm like, fam, like,
what did you do?
I hadn't eaten in a while. It was it was miles and miles. My lips was chapped, all type of shit. So I bit the little Oreo, chocolate covered Oreo at that.
That was the chocolate covered Oreos from my best friend, Baby Shower.
It wasn't the baby shower.
That was the Oreos from the baby shower.
Oh, from yeah.
Yes, then went the Oreos from the baby shower. And I just improvised because I didn't know how to break the silence, but I didn't break the silence. And now we still do that. Like, we literally still do that. And he pulled one out last week, and I was like, you better not bite that Oreo.
So basically, with the same fruity Oreos, is what they
said. I had a whole candy bag. I had the whole candy, half of the candy bag that I got from the baby shower.
That's funny. I'm gonna need you to throw that away, bro. I'll make you some more Oreos, G. Well, wow. All right, guys. Your story was amazing, and I wish you so many more years to come. I'm gonna make some Oreos for y'all wedding. You know what I'm saying? Right. So we out here. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the podcast.
Hey, and y'all are inspirational, man. Like, I don't know if y'all know, like, when people hear this and they plan on doing this, it's gonna be touching to them, and they gonna know what to go back and listen to and how to handle certain situations. They might be hitting you up, Rashad. Shit, who knows? If I was gonna hit you up, cause your ass suave out here,
ain't he? Hey, and don't be getting no ideas, girls. When y'all be hearing how cold he is, cause we have got to don't do it. All right.
Talking about some y'all don't want to see me.
Y'all just hear you.
She got them hands. I know from experience.
Oh, okay.
Now
you do.
She not I don't be putting
y'all.
My hands
she
on
not
him, y'all. I do not be putting my hands on him. But thank y'all so much for having us and allowing us to share our story.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We will talk to y'all later.
All right.
Bye.
Well, thank y'all for listening today. And as you can see, long distance relationships can actually work. You just got to be able to put the work in. If You want to be Rico Suave like my boy? I mean, you can do what you got to do. Cause, hey, y'all better hit him up for some ideas.
Or something, okay?
That man, no.
Listen.
Talking about they watching a movie together. They got a movie date. What type of shit? I ain't never thought of no shit like that.
Yeah, you haven't. You right.
We ain't on this either. But yeah, man. Hey, y'all take it easy, man. Stay safe. Peace.